Chapter 19. The dragon swooped down onto the grass. Nat's neck tightened. He didn't fear anything, but he respected danger.
"Stay back,"
he said, dismounting and putting himself between the dragon and the others. The dragon was a gray scaler, the biggest he'd ever seen. 20 feet long, 30 feet with the tail. He had a crown of 4 black horns on his head. Hundreds of sharp teeth filled his great mouth. His scales were gray and hard as steel. He was black-winged and black-tailed. Arms wide, Nath approached him.
"What are you doing?"
Brenwar said, in a forced whisper.
"Get back here."
It was too late for that. Nath kept going. The dragon's serpent eyes widened bigger than Nath's head. Grayscalers made excellent enforcers, guardians, hunters. This one probably didn't want to do anything more than check them out. Maybe kill them, if bored. Nostrils the size of his fist snorted and flared. A throat bigger than Nath's whole body growled. The muscles along Nath's spine knotted up.
"A moment, please,"
Nath said, holding out his hand and speaking dragonese. He slipped off his cloak, revealing his fully scaled body. The dragon's great neck reared up over the top of his head, jaws gaping.
"You know who I am, don't you?"
The grayscaler didn't speak, but Nath could feel words forming in his mind.
"Yes, the Dragon Prince. Death to the Dragon Prince."
The moment the dragon swooped down, Nath had known he would probably be recognized. He was unique, which left him as flat-footed as a shooed horse. Their objective was to cross Jordak's Pass unnoticed. Now any commotion with the dragon would bring the entire regiment from the bridge on them. Any chance of slipping toward the river cities and investigating the mystic shards would be gone. The armies of Barnabas would comb all the hillsides in pursuit of them. Nath would have to try something else.
"I am your prince,"
Nath said.
"You are a cursed prince, a failure, as your father."
The dragon blood in Nath's veins ignited. His claws lashed out against the dragon's nose.
"You dare!"
The dragon hissed and recoiled back. And then in Nath's mind he heard,
"I serve Gorn Gratak. You and all of Dragon Home will as well. Nelsimbor is ours."
The dragon boasted, which wasn't anything uncommon among dragons. After all, they were the most powerful creatures in Nelsimbor. But this dragon was on another level, a different place. Nath could feel him oozing with confidence, feel his heartbeat thundering behind his mighty chest. This dragon wanted glory, the glory of bringing down Nath Dragon.
"Not without me,"
Nath said, stepping forward. He poked the dragon's chest and felt the hot breath behind the scales, like a fireplace mantle.
"Gorsha Misultru."
It was a long word he started quickly that went on and on.
"You would be wiser to surrender,"
Nath said to him.
"Your body is no match for that of a full dragon."
The dragon stirred. His tail stopped sweeping the grass when Nath finished.
"So then you submit?"
He huffed a hot blast of air in Nath's face. It had been over 100 years since Nath had heard what he'd said to the grayscaler. It was an ultimatum, a contest. Dragons were proud creatures, many times too proud, and their pride could rub one another raw. It would take more than a conversation or a contest of prowess to settle a dispute that might last centuries. His only option was to take a match, a death match.
"You are no full dragon,"
the grayscaler said, sliding his neck from side to side.
"You hesitate,"
Nath said.
"So then you submit?"
He huffed a hot blast of air in Nath's face. It had been over 100 years since Nath had heard what he'd said to the grayscaler. It was an ultimatum, a contest. Dragons were proud creatures, many times too proud, and their pride could rub one another raw. It would take more than a conversation or a contest of prowess to settle a dispute that might last centuries. His only option was to take a match. A death match.
You are no fool, dragon,
the gray scaler said, sliding his neck from side to side.
You hesitate,
Nath said.
So you submit?
He didn't say anything for a few minutes. Nath could hear his heart racing, though. And then the gray scaler said,
death for you it is,
and laid his neck on the grass, pulling back his wings. Nath climbed on.
What?
Brenwar started, aghast.
Is going on? I've offered a dragon's ultimatum,
Nath said.
You what?
Brenwar said.
Get off that dragon, Nath.
The grayscaler took several steps, lifted off, and glided over the grasses toward the hilltops. Nath took one last glance back at his friends. One expression was as dumbfounded as the next. He took a deep breath and wondered if he'd ever see them again.